So we've been talking about everything that is on your mind this morning, but have you ever wondered how easy it can be, or how easy it's becoming for you to buy and sell a home? Of course, you'll be aware that the new FNB app actually allows people to buy homes directly from each other, and also there's it's so disruptive that it's threatening an entire industry, the industry of estate agents are quite nervous. Estate agents are nervous about this new development, and FNB has gone ahead and they announced that their customers that use their smartphone banking app can now list and sell their homes securely to buyers who qualify for a home loan on the app. To talk to us a bit more in detail whether this is a good or bad idea, we are joined as usual by Brendan Dale, who's a financial blogger. Brendan, good morning. Thank you so much. Are you feeling much better this week, my friend?
Yes, morning, Jeremy. Yeah, lots better. Thanks.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. So FNB, they're disrupting the market with the launch of the feature that can be found in the app to buy and sell homes privately. Good or bad idea?
I think that's a great idea. Whenever you can cut out the middleman and save yourself money, there's definitely advantages to that.
Yeah. So what is it? Because everything has pros and cons, Brendan. Hmm. Not everything is smooth sailing in the world, unfortunately. What are some of the pitfalls we need to look out for? Are there any pitfalls yet with regards to privately listing your home via an app with the bank?
Yes, there definitely are. But before we even get to that, if I can maybe also comment, you're saying that they're disrupting the industry. And you might remember a few years ago, the private property website came out.
Yes.
Which was sort of the first place which allowed you to list your property privately. And I think at that point, the estate agents were also quite threatened. And yet, it hasn't affected it, or the effect on the market hasn't been that huge. But I think people love browsing online and they love browsing on the app. But at the end of the day, you do like to go in person to see the house, and generally speaking, you kind of find the agent somewhere along the line.
Will this then eliminate the need for an agent completely? And the reason I say it's disrupting is because, well, FNB is starting with this now. What happens if other of the big banks follow suit? Then it can really threaten estate agents and that particular industry, isn't it?
Yes, no, definitely. And I think estate agents need to up their game in terms of also offering what they've got online and actually making their services more visible as to what you're paying for, and, you know, possibly changing their fee structure or coming up with new ideas themselves too. They're kind of, it's one of those industries, it's been how it is just for many, many years. And, you know, I suppose people become complacent. You assume it's just going to remain like that. But yeah, they need to up their game with some new ways of doing it.
Yeah, look, I'm an FNB customer, and I've seen this particular feature on my app, and you know, buying and selling homes is not something you think about every day. It's a really special purchase, seeing this particular feature on the app for me has made me more aware in terms of even just getting me to think differently. Do I still want to live in this home 10 years from now, or should I start looking around now and seeing what is out there in the market?
Yes, and that is true. I mean, it's you're only going to be buying a house, you know, once or twice in your lifetime. It's not definitely not an everyday purchase. But, I think also just scrolling through your phone, looking at properties is one thing, but without an agent, if you're doing it privately, you do actually need to physically go visit all these properties and be phoning the people. There's a bit more admin involved, and just making sure that you're making a wise purchase, because the agent will be able to give you sort of a evaluation for the area. They'll be able to give you history of the area, especially if they've been working in the same area for many years. Whereas if you're just looking at photos on your phone, you might not get the full picture of the neighborhood that you're actually moving into.
Right.
But I mean, as you say, there are pros and cons to it. And I think agents offer a really good service, but I do also think that you pay too much for that service.
Yeah. Just in terms of costs, this functionality will now allow you to save money. So there's a cost-saving measure. Everybody is out today trying to save money. So what kind of cost savings are we looking at?
I think the biggest cost saving is just the agent fee, which is normally something that the seller would be paying. So if you're selling your home and you list it for, say, R1 million, from a buyer's perspective, they don't really care if you've got an agent or if you don't have an agent. But from you selling it, you'd be paying, you know, between 8 or 10% of that selling price is the fee that goes to the agent.
Yeah.
So yeah, as a seller, if you can make that money yourself, that's a huge amount of money.
Of course. It is 22 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good morning. Welcome to the show. My name is Jeremy van Wyk. This is Weekend Early Breakfast. I'm in conversation with financial blogger Brendan Dale. And this morning, we're talking about the new feature on the FNB app, which allows you to list your home. So buyers and sellers of homes can connect via the app. It then eliminates the need for a third party, i.e. estate agents. And it is a bit of a disruptor, because if other banks start doing this, estate agents, there won't be a need for estate agents. And I want to pose this question to you listening this morning. If you are an estate agent, how do you feel about this new feature? Do you feel that is going to impact on the industry that you are working in at the moment as an estate agent? What do you foresee the future to be with this kind of feature and banks stepping basically into that gap and saying, okay, you now no longer need an estate agent. We will facilitate the entire process between our customers who qualify for home loans. So if you're an estate agent, you'd like to give us your thoughts on this, 021-446-0567, or you can send us your text and voice notes to WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. You can also send us your SMSs on 31567. So, Brendan, this app really it does all the work the estate agent basically would do. So, if two FNB customers are connecting via this app, the bank also says to you, "Listen, this person qualifies for a home loan." So that is quite attractive and very easy then.
Yes, that's showing only the people that actually qualify for a home loan is a really great feature. Because I mean that allows you to skip out all the people who are just looking who can't actually afford it. But I think what the app won't do, which it might not sound like a big deal, but the negotiating between the buyer and seller, that is something that you're going to have to do yourself, whichever party you are, and that really is quite a skill if you haven't been negotiating before. You know, if you are only buying a house once or twice in your lifetime, you don't have lots of opportunity to negotiate. And we all just jump in and you think, like, go in high and negotiate once or twice. But there are lots of little sort of tweaks that you can do within your negotiating. And that's something that an agent would be doing for you. And, you know, whether it's worth that money or not, we don't know. But yeah, that's something that now falls directly onto you. So from looking at a photo, from going to visit the place, you now just have to either pay what the person wants or you have to attempt your own negotiations.
Right. Brendan, in closing, so do I go online and shop for my house via FNB?
Definitely have a look. You know, if you find something good, I mean, you've got to look at all your options. I mean, this is just a whole other set of options. So definitely go have a look.
Brendan Dale is a financial blogger. Brendan, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We'll chat to you next week, my friend.
Yeah, cool. Have a good one.
Okay, go on. Go well there. That's Brendan Dale, financial blogger, and takechargeofyourmoney.co.za. You can head over to his blog site, and he has very interesting articles that he writes on a weekly basis. And this morning, basically, we were talking about the new feature that FNB added to their banking app, which enables private buyers and sellers of houses to connect via the app. The app will also tell you whether the person who is contacting you qualifies for a home loan. So it really eliminates the need for an estate agent. But as Brendan is pointing out here this morning, it does take away the negotiation aspect of buying and selling a house. But also the cost saving that you're looking at is money that you can put back into your savings account, put back into your pocket, money that you would have spent to pay for the services of an estate agent. Are you an estate agent listening this morning, or maybe you in the property market, you wanting to buy or sell a home? Is this an option that you will consider as an estate agent? Do you agree with this kind of move by a financial institution? What do you think the impact of this particular feature and service from FNB on their app will be in terms of impacting your industry?